Okay, we're up to Tehillim Perek Beis, and according to the Gemara, this is really one with the first Perek, right? The Gemara says that David HaMelech, when he wanted a very excited about a Perek, he started with an Ashrei and he ended with an Ashrei. So here, the first Perek, Perek Aleph, starts with Ashrei Ha'ish. The second Perek ends off with Ashrei Kol Chosebo. Praised are all those, happy is the one who trusts in Hashem. So it's really one Perek, and there's another riot to that from later on, but that's the Gemara in Brachas. This Perek talks about a number of items, really one connected theme, but really there are four parts. There are 12 psukim, four speakers, so to speak. The Das Mikra points this out, that the first three psukim are about the Goyim, at some point, the nations of the world that are getting excited and saying, we want to attack Hashem, we want to overthrow his Mashiach, we want to break away our shackles. That's the first section. Second section is Hashem is in Shemayim, and he's looking down, and he's scoffing, so to speak, and saying, I'm in charge, and I appointed my anointed one, and he's the one in charge. So that's part two. Part three, Pasuk Zion, Asapra is the Mashiach talking, is the appointed one talking and saying, I was appointed by Hashem, Hashem calls me his son, and Hashem said to me, I could ask him anything and I will be victorious, I could ask him to win in battle. And part three is when this Melech, this anointed one, turns to the nations and say, and because of this, Hashem has promised me I'm going to win, so we should use your logic and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ivdu as Hashem b'yira, and search and yearn for purity, because if not, Hashem is going to get angry at you, and praises the one that trusts in Hashem. So it's kind of similar to the Schar V'Onesh, Hemshech of the previous Perek, but that's where we come. Rashi points out, the first Rashi on the Perek talks about, that it is unclear, some say that this is talking about, this Perek is talking about Yemos HaMashiach, and the war is about Gog U'Magog, and the anointed one is talking about Melech HaMashiach, and Melech HaMashiach is going to turn to the other nations and say, what are you doing? And Hashem says, it's all about that time. But Rashi says, L'fi Mashmo'o, it could be referring to any of the battles that David HaMelech had, or David HaMelech, as we know, left things open and unclear, so that this could apply to any battle that a Jewish army ever fights, where the first, again, the first quarter, the first three psukim, the narrator, so to speak, is saying, what are you getting so excited about? But this is what they say, we want to break our shackles, and Hashem is in charge, is part two, and part three, the Melech of Yehuda says, I have trust in Hashem. Hashem says, I'm going to be victorious. And the fourth part is talking to the nations and says, why don't you use your head and realize what's good for you, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. So let's read this Mizmar on both of those levels. So, Lama Ragshu Goyim. Why are the nations gathering together? Ragshu, the Mitzvah of Sion said, is kibbutz v'hamon rav. Ula umim yegurik. You're getting yegu. We just had that word in the previous parak. They're getting together for nothingness. Meaning, some say this means, why didn't they learn from all the other enemies of the Jewish people and throughout history? This is, let's say, if they're talking about Yemos HaMashiach. Look back at the past thousands of years. Where are all the enemies of the Jewish people? And the Jewish people are still around. Yitzyatzu malchei eretz. They get together to stand up. Veroz nimnostu yachad. They have secret gatherings together, al Hashem ba'al Mashicho, on Hashem and on his anointed one, on his Mashiach. And again, either that's referring to Malchus Beis David itself, or referring to Mashiach itself. It's so interesting, the Minchas Chinuch has an amazing suffix. Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuv Zayin, which is the Isser of using the Shemana Mishcha, not to be Sach Zor, a non- Kohen cannot anoint with the Shemana Mishcha. That's Kuv Ches. Kuv Zayin is making the Shemana Mishcha. So in Kuv Zayin, the Minchas Chinuch has a suffix whether the Melech HaMashiach is going to need anointing. Because after all, a Ben Achar Ben does not need anointing unless there's Machlokas. Lachor, maybe there's not going to be Machlokas then, but is there a Hefsik? Or is this just going to be considered Ben Achar Ben? Ulach Ora, says the Minchas Chinuch, Nira, the Melech HaMashiach, Shemakavim Anu, Sheyizgalav Bemer of Yemenu, the Melech HaMashiach, who we hope that it will be revealed very soon, Kivan Deyim, Yizera Shlomo, Darach Hador, since he's going to be from David HaMelech's family, Im came Hamalchus Yerushalo, Me'esha Paska Malchus, Vein Sarach Mashiach, he won't need to be anointed. Even though we haven't had a king in many years, we call makom means a mafsik Yerusha. But this is not mafsik. But if you say that, if somebody comes from someone who needed Mashiach, so then he needs Mashiach also, so then a number of the kings in the David HaMelech line needed Mashiach because there was a merit, right? Rechavam, there was a merit. Take up Shemar, do Yisrael, Berechavam, Velokim, Leyam, Malchus, Afilum, Hayu, Rechavam, Zara, Malachim, Hayu, Tzricha, Mashiach. Imkin, Gamalcha, Mashiach, Mizaro, will need Mashiach. So if you think about that, interesting that Mashiach might not need Mashiach, even though we call them Mashiach. So, as Rina Sieslang just points out here, Al-Mashiach, he's called Mashiach here, he's called Mashiach, and later on in the parak also, Hashem says Nasachti, which might mean I appointed, put oil on him. Okay, so we're in the first part of the parak. The nations are getting together and they're saying, Ninatkes Moshe Roshema, let us break away from these ropes and shackles upon us. Does this mean that they're serving the Jewish people and they're rebelling, or it just means that we want to fight them? V'nashlichem imenu avoseimo, we throw away our ropes. The Mitzudis David, actually before we get to there, the Gemara Avodah Zarah, Daf Gimel, if some might remember this, that in the loss of Lavo, at some point, the nations of the world are going to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not fair. You didn't offer us the Torah. We would do it. We didn't get to say Nasa Menishma. Hashem's going to say, I did give it to you, offered it to you, but you didn't want it, but I'll give you another chance. And remember, the Gemara says that Hashem's going to give them one more chance, and that is the mitzvah of Sukkah. Avapikeh mitzvah kali yishli v'sukkah shma l'chu v'asu osa. And Sukkah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes above and beyond, even though he's not supposed to give them another chance. So the Gemara says that Miyad Kol Echad Ve'echad Notav Ahol Efa Osa Sukkah Barosh Gago, they all go make sukkahs, but it's very hot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Makdir Aleim Cham B'Tukuvas Tamuz, it's very hot. V'chol Echad Ve'echad Meva'id B'Sukkaso V'Yotzei. Everyone goes out of their sukkah, and the Gemara says, Mitzar is Patam in a sukkah, so you could go out, but they get angry and they kick down their sukkah. Shene'emar, our pasuk. Ninatkes Moser Oseimo, v'nashlichem in Ovesimo. Let's throw away these ropes, right, these mitzvahs. Rav Pinkus notes in his commentary here, in his Sefer, that's what the Goyim can't understand. They think mitzvos are ropes. Mitzvahs are tie us down, and they make life very difficult. That's what a mitzvah is, that they can't deal with a mitzvah. Really, we know from the inside that no. It's Ein Adam Ben Chorin El Misha Osek BaTorah. But they feel that mitzvahs are limiting. And he says, and it's not only talking about the Goyim, even Jews. All types of Jews, he says, you know, many, sometimes we feel that the mitzvahs are a burden, and the mitzvahs are roping us down. We have to, and that's what they say, nashlicha, let's throw it away. Or Pinkus also says it could be just in a more general sense, that they say, if David HaMelech and the Jews just want to live their own life, okay, fine. But they want to be l'sakin olam ha'malchus shakai. They want to spread the word of God, and the whole world should be under the Hashem's name. He says that they can't deal with. So that's nashlicha b'men, who want to throw away the yoke. Throw away the rope and throw away the yoke. That's part one. So then we get to Yoshev ba'shamayim yischak. Hashem sitting in shamayim. Right, and he is being sochek mischak. The Gemara Darshan is there, and Avodah Zarah also. Hashem plays with the Levyasa, the Gemara talks about. But the Mitzvah David says, Hashem Yoshev Bashamayim, Ba'omer Halo Hashem Yoshev, Hu Bashamayim Ima'al, V'yafilu Chalash Lamala, L'Gibor Yochashev. Whoever is always on top is always the one that's going to win. And here, the Gibor is on top. Yoshev Bashamayim, Yischak, Hashem is there, and he is in charge. Hashem yil aglamo. Hashem is going to scoff at them. You think you're going to break the shackles and you're going to defeat the Jewish people. Again, whether it's Gog and Magog or whether it's any battle in the times of David HaMelech, Hashem is yischak. Rav Pinkus also has another idea of what tzchok means. Tzchok is a certain type of midah. He puts together tzchok with a sin or tzchok with a tzadi. He says it's a type of midah that not that you're saved from a tzara, but that you realize that the tzara was never a tzara in the first place. Like somebody is running after you, you're running away and running away, until finally they catch up to you and you realize it's somebody who wants to give you a present. Right? It's not a tzara. It was not that you were saved from a tzara. You realize that it was never a tzara. That's what he says on page Peites here. He says, Kan Kosov Yisod. He says, Shebesofo Shaldavar Anachru Nitzchak Mehakol. Kol HaTzaras HaKol HaYisurim. Not that we will be saved from all the tzaras and the pain, but when we look back, when Mashiach comes, by after Gog and Magog. And hopefully Gog and Magog happened already. But when Mashiach, we're going to look back and we're going to see, it's not that we were saved, but it was all part of the Yeshua. Nowadays we say atov ametiv on good things and emes on bad things. So Hashem is yischak, Yoshe b'shamayim yischak. So he is in charge of that schok, and we believe that, and that's how we're going to look back at it and see it is all schok. The Rambam uses this lashon, this word, this example as a mashal to say that, you know, the Tanakh just speaks in terms so that we can understand it, but don't take it literally or seriously. But we can learn from the word, like Rav Pinkus just did. But the Rambam, at the end of Perek Aleph of Yesodia Torah, the end of the first Perek of all of Mishnah Torah, the Rambam, after talking about how God has no body, says, V'hol advar kenu. Since this is true that Hashem has no body, kol advar mahalalu v'chayotze bohen, all these things, shenemru batorah u'bedivri neviim, hakol mashal u'malitzahem. Everything is just a mashal. Kimo, what's the first example the Rambam gives? That don't take it literally. Kimo shenemar yoshef ha'shamayim yischak. That's the first one. Ki asuni bavleyem, kasher sas Hashem v'chayotze bohem, al kakol amru chachamim dibra torah kelashon b'nei Adam, right? It's just HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitromei mitaleh alzeh. That's the example that's given by the Rabbah. So Hashem is sitting and listening to this these battle cries by the nations. Hashem yil aglama oz yedaber elemo ba'apo, and Hashem will then speak to them in His anger. Uvacharonu yivalemo, He will make them confused and shocked in His charon. V'ani nasachti malki, Hashem says, I anointed a king. Al tzion harkadshi, I put somebody in charge, right? This is the basis also, maybe, for the promise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mamlech Malchus based David, right? Anina Sakti, I chose who I'm going to have in charge. Anina Sakti Malki. So what are you fighting, right? Whether it's talking about any of the wars of Malchus based David, right? Hashem is saying that they're not going to lose. They're not going to lose, and maybe they'll lose one of the battles, but they're going to win the war. And the Rambam talks about this in the first parak of Hilchos Malachim that Hashem chose. David Malchus. Once David HaMelech was anointed, he was Zochah, he and his family. Lo ulubanav hazacharim haksherim ad olam. Shnera kisacha yenachon ad olam. V'lo zocha el haksherim, avish lo zocha el haksherim, lo tikaris hamalchus mizera David lo olam. Hifticha HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'kach. Hashem promised, shenemar miyazvu banav brisi u'bishvatai lo yilechun u'fakati b'shev p'sham, I will punish them. V'chasdi lo asir mi'amo, I will never remove the chesed from David HaMelech. So that's what Hashem says here. Ani nasachti, right? This is another remez to that question of the Minchas Chinuch about whether he will be anointed. Nasachti usually means I have anointed, but maybe it means just a chosen, right? The Mitzvah Sion says, Inyan memshala. Nasachti came in, I just put in charge. Fine. So that's part two of our parak. Again, two out of four. Next, Asapra. Now this is the king talking, or the anointed one talking. Asapra el chok Hashem. I will say because it's appropriate. I have to say, Amar Eli. Hashem Amar el chok Hashem el chok. Amar Asapra el chok. I say because it's appropriate for me to say. Hashem Amar Eli. Hashem said to me. Rashi says, Al yedei Nasan the God Vishmuel. Right. Rashi is going with the idea that he's talking about David HaMelech. Amar Beniata. You are my son. Ani hayom yiluditicha. Today I have given birth to you. Meaning it's a special relationship. I have the love that we've always had. Hashem is always excited to be with us. And biniyata, my son. The Maharal makes a big deal about this. Right? The Gemara in Mesachas Kedushin, if you remember Machlokas Tanoim, when we are banim atem l'Hashem alokechem, we pass in like a remeir, even when we are Ein osin ritzono shalmakom, and even when we are ovde avodah zara, we are banim atem l'Hashem alokechem. And the Maharal in Netzach Yisrael in the Perek Yud Aleph talks beautifully about this, and he says, and even when we're dovek to avodah zara, you might think that the shem banim will be mizbatel. No, no, no. Gam b'inyan zeh nikru banim. Ki shem banim mitzad asher Hashem yizbarach hu ila lahem. A son means there was a cause, there was a father. And Hashem is the father, and that can never break that reality. Kamo ha'av, shehu ila el haben, v'hu mitzad atzmo shel ha'av. V'dover zeh ein shinui lo b'kol chet asher yasu. Tia chet mashehu. Doesn't matter what the chet is. The father is always the father. Shekol chet shehu asarim and Hashem yizbarach ha'kol hu mitzad ha'alul. The chet is only mitzad the son, but not mitzad the father. And the father always looks as the son, as a son. Sherot salomar sheim banim ba'ein chisaron, ki achisaron gam kinu mitzad Yisrael. Sheim ha'alul, aval Hashem yizbarach shu ha'ela, he is the ultimate cause, bara Yisrael below chet. Ki yasir leif ho'even, me'aliba, me'achar she'in zerbrak mitzad ha'alul, and we are always ben. That's the Maral in Netzach Yisrael. And that's what he said, that's what the king declares. I am, and not only I, the king represents the whole people, we are banim atem, ani Hashem yiladeticha, I am always new, sha'al mimeni vetna goyim nachlasecha. Hashem said to me, ask me to be victorious in battle, right? The Rashi says, "Ispala alay b'chal eish sha'ata bali lachem b'ayvecha, vetna goyim nachlasecha, and I'll give you the nations in your hand, v'achuzascha afsei aretz, to sharei, to ro'im b'shevet barzel, you will crush them, with your shevet, with your staff, kichli yotzer tenapsein, like a vessel of a potter who makes pottery, tenapsein, you'll crush them. So that's the king talking and declaring how Hashem protects them and is on his side. Viata, and now fourth section of the parak, right? Again, each of these is three psukim. Now he talks the kid, this Mashiach, either David HaMelech or any of his descendants or Melech HaMashiach, turns to the other nations and says, Malachim haskilu, be a little smart. Think logically. Haskilu, right? Rashi says, Neviya Yisrael Anshei Rachamim, Umochichim Umos Ha'olam, Lasur Meirasam. Right? The Neviya Yisrael are people of compassion, and they want everybody to do tshuva. Shakarish Baruch Hu Poshit Yad L'Ra'im V'Latovim. Hashem is always Poshit Yad for the good and for the bad. He's Poshit Yad. He wants them to do tshuva. So, V'atam Malachim Haskilu. That's what he says here. Think about it. He Vasru Shoftei Aretz. Take tochacha, he vasru, take tochacha, that's mekabel tochacha. I like to point out the smak. The smak has a separate mitzvah of being mekabel tochacha. In mitzvah tes, the mitzvah tes, he says, lamul arlas lev, to circumcise the foreskin of the heart, sh'ne'amar u'maltez arlas levav chempirish, le'ahoves ha'tochachos, to love, rebuke tochacha, v'le'ahov mishiyochichenu, and to appreciate who is giving you the tochacha. The Gav Shlomo Melech Alav Shalom wrote in Mishle L'chacham Hochach V'yavecha U'mitzvah Zuyei Shlav Shenemar V'arpachem Lo Takshu Od. Your Oref, you're the back of your neck. Don't have such a hard neck. Right, Am K'shei Oref. So that's what the Mashiach is saying to the kings here. Malachim Haskilu Hi Vasru Shofte Aretz. Right, please, take the tochacha. And then Pasuk Yidala, famous Pasuk, Ivdu as Hashem b'yira v'gilu b'rada. Serve Hashem in yira v'gilu b'rada. So what's the Pashup shot? Hashem is talking to the nations of the world. The Mashiach is talking to the nations of the world, says the Mitzvot David. Serve Hashem, meaning be mekabel, the malchus of Mashiach, v'gilu, and then you'll be happy. But Chazal darshin that there's a balance in life. You can't be too happy, you can't be too yira. You have to have a balance. That's the Gemara Brachas and Daf Lamed. Remember, one of the Amoraim was a little too happy, and he says, "What's going on here?" He says, "Don't worry, v'gilu b'rada k'siv, I'm okay." And the Rabbeinu Yonah on that Gemara has the beautiful piece, the beginning of the fifth parak of Brachas. Rabbeinu Yonah says, even though usually in relationships there are there's love hate relationships, but not at the same time. You're drawn to someone or you run away from someone in a relationship, but except HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shava b'sheitzel baser v'adam, ha'yira v'asimcha, heim davar v'hipucho, shebisha sha'adam mefachid mizulaso, hu omeid nirta v'do'eg. When a person is scared, he's running away. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ein enokein, adarabah, k'sha'adam mizbonein b'gdulaso. When a person thinks about the galus of Hashem, v'yaremi panav, and he's scared, yismach v'yagil ba'osa yira. That simcha will give him great yira. Bishop Emsa Isa, through that yira, misover l'kayim ha-mitzvahs, v'sas v'nelas b'kiyuma. Unbelievable, beautiful lashon of Rabbeinu Yonah. The Sefer Yikarim says something similar, if you want to look it up, in Gimel Lama Gimel, and the Rambam. The Rambam has it by yira and ahava. Yira and ahava. This is yira and simcha, but the Rambam And you saw the Torah has it by Yira and Ava. But that's what he gives the message. But this is the deeper idea of this pasuk given to us. Ivdu as Hashem beYira vegilu berada. Take both. Nashku bar, hard words to know what they mean. What is nashku? From the word chuka, to desire. And yearn for bar, from the word barur, clarity. Yearn for clarity and for purity. Penyanaf, or else Hashem's going to get angry. Vesovdu, and you're going to be, vesovdu derech, you're going to be destroyed. Ki yivar kimatapo, because he will a little bit, his anger will grow. Ashrei kol chosei bo. If you trust in God, you're good to go. He ends off, Ashrei kol chosei bo. Praise is the one that finds serenity with God. And Rabbi Pliskin, in his growth through Tehillim here, on this last phrase, he says, you could have everything in life. You could have health. You could have money. You could have many different things. But if you don't have that inner feeling of well-being, then nothing's going to help. And where do you get that inner well-being from? When you're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because then even when things are challenging and things are difficult, right? The knowledge that Hashem, creator and sustainer of the universe, is behind every person, that Hashem wants what is good for a person, that gives the feelings of well-being, and that's Ashrei Kol Chosei Bo. Ashrei. He is happy, the one who takes solace and takes a connection and knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always protecting him from everything, and even when things that we don't understand, like we said before, the Dinah Emes and the Hatov HaMeitiv, but we'll realize it's Schok. Right? Yoshe Bashram Yischok, as Rav Pinkus taught us. Okay, we'll stop here.